Marie-Louise from the Rootless Pub, and this is Crack of the Rootless. So this week we have on the line Peter Connolly from the St. Patrick's Day Festival. He's the chair, so in another life he's my boss. And then we've and we have also got Yannicka Ock from Ock Arts. She's an artist herself, but also supports other artists, there she is, to develop their skills and their businesses. And we also have the amazing Ewan Rankin from 12th Media. Without Ewan Rankin, I would be just running around the place doing nothing.
I'm driving.
He's driving. He's the one behind the scenes that's drastically trying to pull me back in.
We've got a pub podcast and I'm driving.
Yeah.
Typical.
It's just not fair, is it?
No.
It's just not fair.
And Yannicka's here.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yannicka's here.
Hello.
How are you, Yannicka? You all right?
I'm good.
You're good? Good. This your first podcast like me, or have you done them before?
No, it's my very first one. So lovely. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I will be guided by you. So.
Oh, God help us all now. Let's stick to you and your quietness, otherwise this could go anywhere at all. Have you done a podcast before, Peter?
No.
Lord Scott, we're all up shit creek.
I've done one.
He's done one. Thank God we've got someone with some experience here. This could be a very rocky road ahead of us. But anyway, so first of all, we're going to talk about this week. I think we better introduce what is the Rootless Pub. A lot of people are going to go, who is she and why is she talking at us for? So the Rootless Pub really is it's a business I started about 15 months ago. It's a mobile bar solution, basically, but at the forefront of it is an inflatable pub. And that's the one that everybody always loves and talks about. And there it is up on the screen now. So it just inflates anywhere. And it's a bit of crack, it's a bit of fun. And it's just another fun way for people to have an event. So off the Rootless Pub, because the purpose of this is just about fun. It's not about promoting the Rootless Pub, but obviously any little bit of promotion is nice, so I'll go with that. So first of all, we're going to talk to... Okay, I'm drivelling there. Right, Peter, let's come to you. You're going to come in. So you are, as I said earlier, you're the chair of the St. Patrick's Day Festival, which I've recently joined the board, so that's why you're my boss. But today is my day. I'm the boss of you. So the point is really, if you just tell us a little bit about the festival and what's coming up this year, maybe?
Sure. So the St. Patrick's Festival is the third largest St. Patrick's Festival in the world. Mm-hmm. Or at least that's the line until someone tells us otherwise.
Yeah.
But we get 85,000 people out on the streets of Birmingham on the Sunday before St. Patrick's Day or the Sunday of St. Patrick's Day to celebrate Irish culture and heritage in the city. And lots of other cultures and community groups take part as well. So we've got all the Irish community groups, the JA schools, the dancing schools, county associations, but then we've also got the Chinese dragon is in there, and there's dole drummers and samba bands and Afro-Caribbean bands and steel drums and stuff. So it's a big sort of cultural parade through the main road into Birmingham and back around again. And over the last sort of few years, we've been building it up to include a free music festival as well. So we've got a license for a car park where we put a big stage on there, and we bring over an international act or musician and put them alongside Birmingham Irish bands. So mm-hmm. this year we had Finbar Fury and his band, and they were sponsored by DP Interiors and Birmingham Joinery, and Motorpoint sponsored the stage, and Kylie sponsors the festival, and it's all sort of put on by people in the community. So it's funded by the community, organised by them, and we just have a great day out. Am I saying the right things? We sort of have a good day out.
We have a good day out. There's a few pints of Guinness drink, and I think the good thing about it is the multicultural side of it. Although it is, and there's something we were talking about to Yannicka there a while ago. She was like, I haven't really been to it before. It is very much. That's all right, Yannicka. It's all right. You can come this year. Don't worry. Well, next year now. Next year, we've just done this year.
VIP tickets,
VIP tickets, Yannicka. Yeah, you want them?
Well, you know the organiser now.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yes, please. Yes, please.
Yeah, take them. Yeah.
As if I'm having a heart attack by then.
Yeah. But there is, this year as well, you're doing much more work with the Chinese festivals as well, don't you? Where there's the Chinese, there's a thing coming up in the Chinese hub, the new Chinese community hub.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
The
Tell us about it, then.
Tell us about it, Peter. Help us out here.
Well, I'm not sure which one you're on about. That's all before
Okay. But there's one where there's some Irish music coming into the Chinese hub that's recent. I think it's just been completed. If it hasn't been completed, it's very new, near to it. So that's James Wong and Will Wong's involved in that as well. Yeah. And Peter, this... I'm telling you now what's happening.
No, I can't remember the date, so I don't want to.
I don't know the date, but we can blag through that. We'll get that afterwards on Facebook.
And it'll be good, whenever it is.
It'll be brilliant. It's going to be loads and loads of wonderful Chongqing food. Some Chinese music, some Irish music, and everyone there just having a nice bit of fun and getting to know each other. So that'd be a good one.
I think we should make a policy decision that we only deal in concepts here, not detail.
Okay, I think so too.
Especially if there's beer going to be involved.
And it's going to be good and it's going
to
happen.
Even concepts may be a bit of a reach.
I think so, yes. No detail.
I'll find the date for that. Yeah,
we can sort that out.
That was really good. And Chinese food and Irish food and stuff. I'm really looking forward to it.
Be cool. And also, the other big massive one coming up is at the Town Hall with the Chieftains with Mosley Folk Festival. That'd be cool. Yeah. You do know more about this one than I know about. You've been in the thick of organising this with the Mosley Folk Festival, haven't you?
Yeah, they're a really good group of lads. And so they do Mosley Folk Festival, which is in August. And they were looking to put on more sort of Irish stuff. So they came to us as the go-to Irish event in the city. The authority. What were you going to call us? Sorry.
No, I'm saying ovs. Obviously, it's a cool way of saying obviously. Yeah. Apparently, that's what the kids say, isn't it? Yeah. Is that not how you get down with it nowadays? Ovs.
Yeah. If you want the crack, that is us. And so they sort of came and said, "Can you help us promote it?" And so that's the deal. We're working with them, putting on the Chieftains. There's Irish dancers. There's a choir coming. Mm-hmm. So it looks like it's going to be a really good event, and ticket sales are going really well. Yeah. I think we're at 75%.
Fantastic.
And so we're really pushing it. And we've got, within the St. Patrick's Festival and within Mosley Folk, we've both got proper marketing teams. So it's the first for the festival that we've got on the board. We've got people who specialise in marketing, so it's really paying off now that we can do the events that we want to do, and we've got the skills not just to put them on.
People know we're doing the events now.
We can put them on and people can actually know about them. Yeah.
Rather than the week before frantically going around shouting up the street, "There's a festival! There's a festival!"
Yeah. Just to let you know, there's 34 roads closed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, is a serious question then. Serious question. So the thing is, it's like, do you get to the point, because Yannick and I were talking about there's a Digbeth Weekender, the Weekender Festival that's coming up.
Yeah.
We've got the Irish Festival. We talk about Chinese New Year and that kind of stuff. And I don't feel like we're saturated in festivals. There is an opportunity for festivals in Birmingham, and it's a great location. And you look at the regeneration that's going in Digbeth for the weekend.
Yeah.
We've got a really good city here for this kind of stuff. It's brilliant.
Massively. And it's also really well supported by the council as well. And Birmingham Council do support a lot of all those Mosley Folk Festival, the Jazz Festival, they're all supported a lot by the council as well. So that's good as well.
That's a good point. That we've sort of been banging the drum for a while that we used to get council funding and we've lost that. And there's no festivals get funding, but the support's still there, and there's a really good events team there that still work with us to put it on, and they've been really helpful this year. As the two of us know, they've been very helpful this year.
Yes, they were very helpful. Thanks be to God. God only knows where things could have gone. But that's the whole point as well about festivals. They have to start somewhere, and they something like the St. Patrick's Day Festival has been going on for years and years and years, but it's at the stage now where over the last couple of years it's evolved into with the whole music side of things, and that's where you also need the council backing and their expertise to make sure that these things do evolve and they don't die out, and that they're really, really supporting making sure that the St. Patrick's Day Festival doesn't die out.
Yeah, I had a really interesting meeting with there's some developers and then lease, I think, and Seven Capital, and there's all sorts of developers like across the road. I'm looking out the window because it's literally out. It's literally all out there, but
out there.
They're going to have loads of space that's going to be levelled. That they're sort of saying, well, these can then be festival spaces while we're building Birmingham up, and while all this Digbeth development's happening, there's going to be lots of flattened buildings and car parks that we can go in and get licenses for and put our outdoor stages on. So there's
brilliant.
There's loads of potential out there.
Yeah.
So I'm literally just looking out onto our car park that we used last year.
Yeah. Oh.
She's down there.
That's it. Yeah.
But yeah,
that brings back some memories.
so much more now. So it'd be great to have the parade route and then have three satellite car parks with events on, and the same for Chinese New Year. It's all around that south side as well as Digbeth. There'll be all these new areas that we can use for festival space.
But also, Janneke, for the in the Digbeth side of things, for the arts, how will that affect you or support you with all the regeneration that's going on, do you think?
Right, so basically we mentioned the Digbeth Weekender, which is a development of Birmingham Weekender, and it's taking place now from Friday the 4th of October till 6th of October.
Yeah.
Detail.
She's detail. a professional. And don't book her again. She's shaming us all.
Don't worry. I will mess things up in the future anyway, so don't worry about that. Yeah. So basically, yeah, but it's very much a focused on visual art, but also on music and also some street art as well. But it's, again, it's focusing on how to give opportunities for local artists to become more visible and actually take part of the older regeneration, what's happening in Digbeth. And actually there is a call out from for artists at this very point as well. So Cultural Central is the organizer for this event, and as a business owner here in Birmingham and as of working with variety of visual artists, I always advocate any opportunities that are as such, and which is so important to go and take part of these events, either as a participant or as a spectator. So
fantastic. Utilizing these types of things is just wonderful for your own business, but also offers so much support to other small businesses around, because you can learn so much from other people and people that you probably may not have spoken to. But when you get into these types of hubs and things like this, you really learn a lot and meet lots of new people.
Exactly, and it's very important to also go to these things as with open-minded as possible as well, because as you mentioned as well, you never know who you're going to meet. You never know what kind of collaborations there might be coming up as well. So, but yeah, looking forward for the next year's St. Patrick's Day Festival, and I will make sure to attend, definitely.
VIP tickets, he said it on air. You heard him, he said it on air. Peter, you have to.
85,001.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Cool. So let's bring Ewan in on us. So Ewan here, 12 Space Media. Tell us about 12 Space Media and how you're making this actually happen.
So we do photo and video around Birmingham and nationally and internationally as well. But majority of stuff that we do is about innovation, really. Doing things differently with filming. We've got a really cool green screen area that you can go to YouTube, you can watch our video on that.
Yeah,
And we've also got the system that you're presenting in at the minute, which is a TV studio, effectively, loosely presenting. And you've got the pub behind you. But we're going to actually, this next couple of weeks, we're going to translate this into working in the green screen area. So we're going to broadcast live from there. We're actually going to be in the pub, effectively, when we do the podcast. Yeah. It's going to be absolutely super.
It's going to be
loads of fun.
It'll be really, I'm excited for that. I was already, when I first came in today and I saw what you'd done on the screen and putting the pub in the background and my logo all over it, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And he was like, this is nothing.
This is 10 minutes before thinking, oh crap, I haven't done that.
She's on her way. And I'm not the type of woman, I turn on her, what do you mean you've forgotten? You've forgotten about it? Are you joking? No. Really?
We're going to do loads of stuff, aren't we? Because we're going to have, I'm not going to say who, but we're going to have some breweries sending us some product.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying, right?
Quite a few of them. So there's been a lot, really. The same thing, I won't say too much just in case it doesn't come off. You never know with these things. But
We'll get one send us something.
Or someone will send something.
We'll just put different labels around it.
We'll have to nip to Tesco's and buy us and say they sent us. No, there is. There's a lot. We've got a lot, especially the microbreweries. The whole reason of this is about talking about small businesses in Birmingham and getting just everyone getting involved, having a chat. It's not really, it's not overly about promoting businesses, but it's about talking about the things that affect businesses and just having a bit of crack and a bit of laugh and joke.
It's a what's on, isn't it? I mean, it's as, a what's as much on. As anything else.
But it is
brewing and beering and
That as well. It's all,
alcohol-related as well.
So. Well, it will, well, yeah, definitely. It'll have to be because we do like a few jars every now and then.
Now, we did a search, didn't we, the weekend, because I was working at the weekend at Phil Baxter's place, which was luscious. That was great.
Yes.
That's an amazing place. The pub looked great in that garden. Yeah. It was massive. Phil's garden is like 8 acres.
Yeah.
So
it was a brilliant opportunity, really, for photos and things like that for the pub. It was fab.
But we were talking about all the things that we could potentially do with it. Mm-hmm. And there's loads of opportunity to talk about, you know, what businesses do, what's going on in the local area, where we can do festivals, where we can do all that kind of stuff. And
I suppose actually we should, while they're here. So Jannike, as a small business owner yourself, what would you out of something like this, what as a viewer watching it or listening to it on the podcast, what would you want to get out of it? Would you want it just be pure fun or a bit of informational stuff?
I would say both, definitely both, because obviously we need information, because information is what drives us, and especially information about local businesses and especially small businesses who don't particularly have the opportunity to promote themselves everywhere so much.
Yeah, because it's expensive as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Plus, you need to have fun as well. You cannot. Life is so serious. You need to have a little bit of fun as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's a diversity as well. I would be interested in finding out about very different businesses, different types of businesses as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously, I'm very niche business anyway. So working with a specifically visual artist, but it's not something that cannot be applicable and be of an interest to any other businesses as well. Because it's all about the network. And that's what matters. So I think, to answer your question, for the future, different companies, get different businesses involved, get different personalities, and that's what you need, isn't it? You need somebody who actually can make it a tad bit entertaining as well, but also pass on some information as
Definitely. It's almost like networking as well. Is that where it's when you go out to the networking, which is something that you don't do an awful lot of networking, do you, Peter? But you're going to start. I've told you we're going to start hitting the networking scene.
I'm a lot more passionate. Well, I suppose you've got to do something you're passionate about. And I used to go to a lot of networking events. When I ran a print business, and I just didn't really have my heart in it, and so it's hard to sell. But now I'm doing something that I'm absolutely mad about. It's a lot easier to go and talk about. But you go to these things in the morning. I can't be doing that. 6:30 in the morning. No. Well, listen, I might be coming home at that time. I'm not going out at that time.
Yeah, Peter. When you have bills to pay, you'll get up at 7 o'clock the night before. Actually talking about bills. Norton's, what's going on with Norton's? That's coming up soon, isn't it?
Yes.
Very exciting. Can't wait for that. Another VIP night, Jannike?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Please come and drink at Norton's.
Yeah.
There's no date for that yet, but I've got the premises license. So that's one big step, because it's in Digbeth, which is in a cumulative impact zone, so getting a license is quite difficult.
So first of all, tell us, just in case people don't know, but they probably won't, Norton's, what is it?
So Norton's is, Norton's Hydraulics used to be a factory in Birmingham, and they've moved to Stechford, and I've always looked at their building. It's a gorgeous red brick Victorian building.
It is amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
It's huge. It's at the top of Digbeth, and it's got this really nice frontage on. It's going to be on the new tram route. It's the perfect place to put a really big pub. So it's got a great sort of long bar area that you can use out the front, and then out the back is the industrial area. So it's never been a pub before. And so what I've been working on over the last sort of 26 weeks or so, since I think I put the planning permission in on New Year's Eve, because I remember trying to get a mobile signal and doing it from my Google Drive while I was at the Warwick races.
Organisers ever there, Peter.
I know. But I'm hoping that in the next few weeks we'll get planning permission back.
Mm-hmm.
Got the licence, which is the main thing. And it's going to be hot desking upstairs, a bar downstairs, an event space out the back.
Yeah. The event space, actually, Yannick, that might be something at some stage that would interest you, because it would be, it's a big warehouse. It's ideal for art exhibitions and things like that.
Also hot desking as well. I think this is also quite an important bit for artists who are looking to work as an individual working space, and if they don't need it as an art studio as such, mm-hmm. and they need to do some work on a computer, that would be amazing, absolutely amazing.
Cool.
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah, hot desking with, we're sort of trying to get it, licensing haven't really raised any issues with it yet. I don't know whether I'm allowed to say it publicly or not. But,
well, if you don't know, then don't. that's my advice on that.
What we'd include in the hot desking is, there's a few places in Manchester that do it, and I think you can avoid licensing if you're giving away the beer for free, but we do free beer upstairs on like a keg on a tap for people who's going to help themselves to.
If I want cheap beer,
can I
rent
have
a table
an now?
I just rent a table and we get to drink for free?
Yes.
All day, every day?
No, well, I think I'd probably start it with just a Friday, but these places in Manchester have it on permanently. You can just go and pull your own pint. I suppose responsible, then they'll... Yeah, it's just hoping that people will be responsible rather than renting a table to drink at. I might have to put a fair use policy on. Maybe just do it on a Friday. But the idea is to have like a free tap up there.
You need to put you need to put like a little obstacle course between their table and the keg. Because then if they can't manage the obstacle course, they've clearly had enough. Yeah. No?
Yeah, if they can't get over the hump, you're not coming in.
A maths test.
I wouldn't pass that when I was sober.
My mom does that. I get a maths test every morning and I have to, before you can snooze it, you have to go 12 plus 5 times 100 or something. You're there going, oh, God, no. Stop. So put that on the beer.
Cool. That's fab. What else have we got to talk about? I think that's pretty much it for the first one. We might as well wrap it up there. Not sure how long we've been on, fantastic. Thank you so much to both of you for coming on, Peter and Yannicka.
Thank you.
I think it's been all right. We haven't done too badly for the first one. What do you think?
Yeah.
Well done.
Now, come on, guys. A bit more excitement there. A bit more enthusiasm.
It's been good fun.
It's been good. Okay. I'm going to wrap it up there. Okay, so we shall see you again next week. If you would like to have a look at this, it's going to be on the Facebook page, The Rootless Pub, on Facebook. It's also going to be on the YouTube channel, The Rootless Pub. And
we're going to stick it on iTunes. It'll be a downloadable audio on podcast iTunes as well. So if we show a picture and say, look at that, bad luck. It's on audio only.
Yeah.
But you have a video on as well too.
Brilliant. And that's why Ewan's here. He saw me struggling there and he came in and saved the day. Fab, thank you. Okay, brilliant. We're going to sign off there. Thank you very much.
Where can we get hold of everyone?
Where can you get hold of everybody? Ah, see, there he is again. Okay, Peter, where can we get hold of you?
Email or...
Either, whatever's the best way of contacting you.
If someone wants to contact you, where can they go?
The spotted dog. Peter at stpatricksbirmingham.com for St. Patrick's Festival stuff, and Peter at visesh.co.uk for pub stuff.
Perfect. And Yannicka?
Right, for me, it's the OCK Arts website, which is OCK-arts.com, and there's all information there available.
Perfect. Okay, fab. And have a look on my website as well if you get a chance. That's www.therootlesspub.com. Brilliant. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next week. Take care. Bye now.
And you can get me. Because I'm only the hired help.
Ewan, how can we get hold of you, Ewan?
I don't exist.
No, you do. I don't know what we
I'm
do.
I'm a figment of Marie's imagination. She's had some Dutch courage for this, to be fair, though.
I have not. I don't say that. Come on, how can we get hold of you?
You can follow my podcast at the British Tech Network. We do technology podcasts. We've got a daily show.
Much better than mine.
We've got a photo show. We've got a Mac show. We've got a big show. So come on that one. And you can get hold of me at 12 Space Media on Instagram or at Ewan Reckin on Twitter. Thank you very much.
See, that's how the professionals do it. Fab. Okay, we're off now. Thank you so much and we shall see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Cheerio.
Bye.